One of the killer whales found dead on the Nooshogak River was pregnant. A necropsy performed at the beach in Dillingham yesterday found the whale was carrying a late-term fetus. The team from NOAA performing the necropsy says that may indicate pregnancy complications contributed to her death. There was no sign the whale was harmed by humans, but the full results of the necropsy won't be available for several weeks. KDLG's Daisha Eaton was at the beach during the necropsy and has the story.
The sight of a dead killer whale drew a crowd of dozens to the beach just below the city dock in Dillingham Tuesday. Students snapped photos of the orca with their cell phones while Robert Walton with the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward did crowd control.
We're on the ground. We're going to be here as soon as possible.
Teachers from Dillingham High School brought their classes down to get a look at the whale, which was towed to the dock Monday night by a group of citizens. Gary Klein was one of them. Klein, who is a protection coordinator with Nunumta Alukastai, an Alaska Native conservation group based in Dillingham, helped coordinate the trip. He says they found the orca about 18 miles upriver.
It was stuck between a log and the bank. We successfully pulled it out. We basically lassoed the tail and pulled it tight and began our slow journey back home, towing the whale. We went down the Nooshogak. It was roughly 5.5 hours to bring the killer whale down.
The whale sat overnight. Tuesday afternoon, a NOAA team of 4 veterinarians and 2 assistant vets arrived in Dillingham to try to find out what killed the whale. The 3 killer whales were first spotted swimming far up the Nooshogak River back in September. NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service caught wind of the situation in early October. Photos revealed the orcas were likely suffering from freshwater stress. NOAA began coordinating aerial surveys to pinpoint the whale's exact location, with the intention of putting together a possible intervention. Saturday, 2 of the 3 whales turned up dead. The 3rd whale, a juvenile, was last seen swimming down the Nooshogak River toward Bristol Bay on Saturday. Dr. Judy St. Ledger is leading the NOAA team of investigators, which will perform a necropsy on the whale that was towed to Dillingham. St. Ledger is the director of veterinary pathology for SeaWorld in San Diego. With the tide coming up, St. Ledger began coordinating logistics.
We're organizing with the local folks here at the dock to see if we can arrange to move the whale in an area where we can safely work on her away from the water coming in. We'd like to start work as soon as we can. So if we can get her out of the water, basically we'll work until either we're done or it's too dark to work.
St. Ledger says once the first necropsy is done, she and her team plan to head up the Nooshogak River to perform another necropsy on the 2nd dead whale.
We haven't finished the logistics of how to get to the 2nd whale, but the game plan is to do a necropsy exam on this animal and then to do the necropsy on the 2nd animal, because we'd like to learn as much as we can. And the sooner we can get the work done, the better samples we'll get to see what's going on.
St. Ledger said she'd like to get a look at the 3rd whale, the juvenile orca that was last seen alive near Bristol Bay.
Right now, there are folks who've been looking for that animal. To this point, I haven't had reports that the animal's been seen.
St. Ledger says it will likely be weeks or even months before her team can pinpoint exactly what killed the orcas. Meantime, Alan Miller, a ranger with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Dillingham, says he wants to make sure people know it's not okay to take any parts of the whales.
They are looking at what caused the death, and they don't want people messing with the carcass and interfering with their results and the work they're doing.
The community is coordinating with NOAA to preserve the skeleton of the killer whale for educational purposes, but that'll have to wait until after the NOAA team has completed their investigation. St. Ledger says she's hoping to finish up by the end of the week. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.